Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. This week, we're sharing another podcast we're loving right now. It's from ABC and Good Morning America, and it's called Pop Culture Moms.
Andy and Sabrina have been best friends for 20 years and pop culture aficionados for even longer. On Pop Culture Moms, the toddler moms are taking their obsessions with TV and movies to the next level by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of pop culture about what they can learn from the fictional moms they love most.
In this episode, Andy and Sabrina are discussing how some of the best moms on TV right now are actually cartoons. You'll hear from Dina Margolin and Christine Gallant, the moms behind parenting resource Big Little Feelings and co-hosts of the podcast After Bedtime, about what the mothers in Bluey and Daniel Tiger are doing right.
So check out this clip of Pop Culture Moms, then click the link in our episode description or search Pop Culture Moms while you're listening and follow along for more.
What do you guys think the biggest misconception is about your parenting style?
I think the misconception is sometimes that it's like a rainbows and butterfly, and like when you listen to feelings, like, oh, you know, you let your kid just do whatever they want and they get to rule everything and they have control of the family, and that talking about feelings is somehow going to create these fragile snowflake children who are so delicate.
Yeah, you need like to toughen up your kid for
it's
a tough world, and you guys are too soft on them. And that's why, again, the term gentle parenting, it doesn't resonate, because to me, carrying a three-year-old that is flopping like a fish and screaming out of the park feels like anything but gentle, right? This feels very like firm, not in a bad way, firm in a confident way. Like, this is confident parenting where I'm just like, calm, cool, collected. I'm going to swoop you up now. We're leaving the park. It's okay to be sad. It's the biggest misconception is it's so like gentle and do whatever you want, when in fact it's actually really just like confident
consistent
and in control
boundaries.
And
yeah.
And leaves room for their emotions. So that
100%.
If you allow them to experience, they're not going to be scared of their own emotions. They're not going to need to numb them like we are. I speak for myself.
Me too, girl.
Should need to distract constantly from my emotions. No, but that's like a beautiful idea, that just that you're like a confident, empathic leader.
Yeah.
They're allowed to have their feelings. We're going to have our feelings. There are moments where I'm like, you know what? I feel frustrated. I have to take a second and collect myself. And like Kristen said, there are moments where that doesn't happen.
we always equate it to like the best boss you've ever had, because I think when you think about it as an adult, it makes so much sense. And why are we like reinventing the wheel for how kids learn versus what adults would want? So you think of the best boss you ever had. They're calm. They're cool. They're collected. They're leading the show. You know that they're going to take care of things, and they appreciate your feedback. They want to hear what you have to offer. If you make a mistake, they're not going to shame you or fire you or hold a grudge over your head. They're going to help you through that mistake and show you how to do it better. And then the worst boss that you've ever had is, you know, they're really controlling, they're really domineering, they're harping on every teeny tiny thing you ever do. And for me, when I had a really bad boss, I would sit in my office, I would show up on time because I'm terrified at this point. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to daydream about the day that I can walk out of this office and never come back. And frankly, that's how I thought my whole childhood. I was 5 years old and being just waiting for the day that I could leave. And I'll never raise my children that way. They deserve to have a voice. And I am still the one who's going to hold the boundaries, keep everybody safe. But listen, this is your home too.
I coped the other way, by the way. I tried to be perfect, play exactly by the rules, do everything just right, lived in fear of making mistakes, and would just shove all my feelings and needs down to try and be what someone else wanted, and totally lost track of myself. And I totally agree that, you know, my mission in life is to help my kids be themselves and learn how to make mistakes, that every mistake is an opportunity to really grow. And that's life.
Again, that was a clip from the podcast Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.